Hello, I'm Margaret Iacono, Assistant Curator for the Frick Collection. In this piece, I'll be discussing The Birth of St. John the Baptist, a painting by Spanish artist Bartolomé Esteban Murillo, which is on loan to the Frick Collection from the Norton Simon Museum in Pasadena, California. This large oil on canvas was probably created around the year 1660. Born in December of 1617, Bartolomé Esteban was his parents' 14th child. Orphaned by age 11, he went to live with his sister and her husband. He was then apprenticed to the painter Juan del Castillo, a relative on his mother's side, probably working with him until 1639 when Castillo moved to Cádiz. Murillo would develop a more realistic painting style than his immediate predecessors, populating his paintings with figures like those inhabiting his native Seville. He also created religious genre pieces in which he cast holy figures in modest domestic settings. Murillo presents The Birth of St. John the Baptist with all the drama of a theatrical production. Set against a dark background, a cluster of animated figures huddle around a newborn infant. In the center of the group sits a middle-aged nurse who supports the child on her lap while gently drying him following his first bath. One of the three women assisting the nurse holds a copper basin, while a second gazes adoringly at the baby and offers a gleaming white cloth. Another servant girl turns towards the father, Zachariah, who gestures at his son. In the background to the right, an exhausted Saint Elizabeth lies in bed, attended by a woman who offers her food. This secondary space is cast in shadow, with only Saint Elizabeth's face, her right hand, the white of the bedsheets, and the rag draped over the servant's left arm, catching the muted light. To the viewer's far right, a white puppy with floppy brown ears and a brown back nestles into a child's chair and peers curiously at the spectacle. Two ethereal sources illuminate the scene, the saintly child who radiates an intense brilliance, and a cluster of angels who emit a golden glow as they peer down from the heavens at the beatific infant. Although various events from the life of St. John the Baptist are recorded in all four of the canonical Gospels, only Luke describes the circumstances of his birth. The righteous priest, Zechariah, and his dutiful wife, Elizabeth, were old and childless. While fulfilling the honorable task of burning incense in the temple, Zechariah was approached by the archangel Gabriel, who announced that the couple would have a son named John and that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Owing to his and his wife's advanced age, Zechariah was skeptical of the angel's message and implored Gabriel for a sign from God. In response, the elderly father-to-be was struck mute. True to Gabriel's prophecy, Elizabeth conceived and delivered a son. On the eighth day, following the child's birth, neighbors and relatives gathered to name the infant. They elected to call him Zechariah after his father, despite Elizabeth's insistence that he be called John, as directed by Gabriel. While the others continued to ignore Elizabeth, Zechariah demanded a writing tablet and declared that the child would be named John. He then regained his ability to speak. Murillo's painting, with its depiction of the infant's first bath, underscores the Baptist's future vocation. Also, the brilliant pure white of the towels can be seen as a reference to the words of St. John Chrysostom, who described John the Baptist's purity as surpassing even the whitest of garments. Although sacred in its origin, the birth of St. John was a major secular celebration in Spain. The Day of St. John, or Midsummer's Day, as it was also called, is still celebrated on June 24th in several countries today. Murillo's painting was in England by the early 1800s in the collection of Henry Galley Knight, a poet, author, and member of Parliament. Before that time, it probably had remained in Spain. Simon purchased the painting in 1973, a year after the Norton Simon Foundation had acquired Murillo's St. Thomas of Villanueva, giving alms to the poor of about 1678. To read more about this spectacular painting, please consult the catalog that accompanies the Frick's current exhibition of paintings from the Norton Simon Museum. This can be purchased through our website at www.frick.org.